Friday, April 26th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In our Midday Hymn, help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. Though princes oppress me without cause, I stand in awe of your word. I take delight in your promise like one who finds a treasure. Lies I hate and detest, but your law is my love. 7 times a day I praise you for your just decrees. The lovers of your law have great peace. They never stumble. I await your saving help, O Lord. I fulfill your commands. My soul obeys your will and loves it dearly. I obey your precepts and your will. All that I do is before you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the psalm prayer, there is great peace, Lord, for those who love your law. They never stumble. Grant that those who love you above all else may be undisturbed by thoughts of evil. Psalm 133. How good and how pleasant it is when brothers live in unity. It's like precious oil upon the head, running down upon the beard, running down upon Aaron's beard, upon the collar of his robes. It's like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the heights of Zion. For there the Lord gives his blessing, life forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer. Pour out over your church, Lord, the spirit of brotherly love and a longing for your peace. May this precious oil of the Holy Spirit flow over us to fill us with your gracious benediction. Psalm 140. Rescue me, Lord, from evil men. From the violent, keep me safe. From those who plan evil in their hearts and stir up strife every day, who sharpen their tongue like an adder's, with the poison of a viper on their lips. Lord, guard me from the hands of the wicked. From the violent, keep me safe. They plan to make me stumble. The proud have hidden a trap, have spread out lines in a net, set snares across my path. You have said to the Lord, you are my God. Lord, hear the cry of my appeal. Lord, my God, my mighty help, you shield my head in the battle. Do not grant the wicked their desire, nor let their plots succeed. I know that the Lord will avenge the poor, that he will do justice for the needy. Yes, the just will praise your name. The upright shall live in your presence. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord, you keep constant guard over our faithful people. Protect us from hidden snares, and make us holy, that we may praise you and bless your name and live in righteousness before you. And repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a reading for this midday is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 27 through 28. All of you who have been baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with him. There does not exist among you Jew or Greek, slave or free man, male or female. All are one in Christ Jesus. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. In our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father of our freedom and salvation, hear the prayers of those redeemed by your Son's suffering. Through you, may we have life. With you, may we have eternal joy. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.